Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, October 2nd, and happy 71st birthday to rock star Sting. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Peggy Slappy Properties. Police released a video image of the suspect in a Suwannee area murder. To avoid Hurricane Ian, many high schools played Thursday night football. And we learn more about the housing market from the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Huddle up, everyone. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy from Peggy Slappy Properties. Just like every good quarterback needs an offensive line, every home buyer and every home seller needs a good professional realtor on their side to keep them from getting sacked. Our trusted team of PSP Realtors has been helping Gwinnettians buy and sell homes for over 40 years, and we'd love to help you call the winning play. Come by our office today or see us online at PSPOnline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Gwinnett County Police are asking for the public's help to find a person who was seen on video footage walking to and from the scene of a homicide in the Suwannee area in early September. Police found a man in his 40s dead from a stab wound in his front yard on Ridge Oak Drive in unincorporated Suwannee on the morning of September 5th. Investigators have been working since then to identify the suspect in the case. The video footage police have found shows a person wearing a black hoodie as well as black pants and white shoes and carrying a two-strap backpack going to the scene of the man's death and then leaving the scene. Anyone who has information about the case, including the suspect's identity and whereabouts, is asked to call detectives or Crime Stoppers.
I know what you're going through, Hank. Joseph doesn't want to follow in my footsteps as towel manager. He wants to be quarterback.
It took 5 weeks, but Parkview finally got to play its first home football game of the regular season, and it didn't disappoint as the running game racked up 308 yards on the ground en route to a 41-7 win over South Gwinnett in Region 4 7A action. The Panthers got 183 yards on 13 carries from Kyer Spain, including three touchdowns in their first game on the stadium's new artificial turf. It put Spain over 1,000 yards for the season on the ground, something that coach Eric Godfrey said is a credit to his work ethic. It didn't take long for Parkview to get onto the board, thanks to a 42-yard punt return by Bryce Carlson. On the next play, Spain took the handoff from the 5 to give Parkview the early 7-0 lead. After the break, the Panthers only needed one play to score on a 62-yard touchdown pass. Later in the third quarter, a 75-yard touchdown pass gave the Panthers a 41-0 lead.
I painted my face.
You painted your face?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, support the team.
Not all 5-0 high school football teams are equal, and that was evident Thursday night when Region 8 7A play kicked off. Mill Creek, battle-tested from a stacked schedule, coasted past Central Gwinnett 58-7 in a battle of unbeatens. The Black Knights entered with a 5-0 record for the first time since 1980, but they took a step up in competition against third-ranked Mill Creek. The host Hawks ran only 38 plays, thanks to Central huddling up and draining the play clock on its offensive possessions, along with the running clock in the second half, but they made the most of it. Hayden Clark completed 15 of 19 passes for 296 yards and touchdowns to Mikhail Wood and Brendan Jenkins. Clark was 12 of 14 passing for 254 yards by halftime as the Hawks led 30-0.
It's the 2022 Cumming Country Fair and Festival, October 6th through 16th, presented by Northside Hospital Forsyth, where family and friends gather for fair nights under Midway lights, for finger-licking food, heart-stopping and hair-raising rides, and never-to-be-forgotten concerts and ground acts. The Kennan Heating and Air Conditioning Concert Series starts off October 7th with Sawyer Brown.
I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled.
Then on October 11th, Tyler Farr.
Rain my headlights into your bedroom windows. Throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows.
And October 13th, country legend Joe Nichols.
Not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
All concerts free with fair admission. And make sure you check out daily attractions like the Human Cannonball, Master of Chainsaw Brian Ruth, and over 10 others thanks to our elite sponsor, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Foresight. For more information, check out our Coming Fairground podcast or online at comingcountryfair.com/fair. It's the 2022 Coming Country Fair, October 6th through 16th. Be there.
Beyond our Earth, astronauts are unraveling the mysteries of space. Train with the astronauts in a huge hidden swimming pool in Houston. Live underwater in Aquarius and venture onto the sea floor to test equipment that might someday be used to explore an asteroid. Astronaut, ocean to orbit.
Coming this October to Fernbank Museum.
Finding the perfect house isn't easy. Don't make finding the perfect home loan a headache too. From conventional to jumbo and fixed rate to adjustable, Capital City Home Loans has just the right program for your needs. Learn more online at cchl.com. Call 855-845-2433 or visit one of the mortgage consultants that's right here in your backyard. Capital City Home Loans. Client-focused, community-driven.
NMLS number 75615, an equal housing lender.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Wesleyan snapped its four-game losing streak in a big way Thursday night with a 28-14 victory over previously unbeaten Lumpkin County in Region 7 AAA football. The Wolves got four touchdown passes from Ben Brown to hand Lumpkin its first loss. Jamie Trimble and Shepard Jones had two touchdown catches in the win, and Andrew Willis rushed for 95 yards. Reed Purcell, Will Campbell, and Bayer Cole intercepted passes for the Wesleyan defense, and Matthew Wright made four tackles for losses. Will Tucker also had a big play recovering a muffed punt. Gwinnett County Police are looking for an Auburn man who is the suspect in multiple thefts that have taken place in Gwinnett and Barrow counties. Master Police Officer Hadeshi Val said Thomas Connor Johnson faces multiple charges in two counties, including theft by receiving stolen property, willful obstruction of law enforcement, fleeing or attempting to elude police, reckless driving, aggressive driving, terroristic threats, harassing calls, second-degree criminal damage to property, simple assault, and possession of methamphetamine. Police did not release the details of the crimes he is accused of committing. Johnson is described as a 5'7" tall man who weighs about 145 pounds and has brown eyes and brown hair. Police say they are unsure if he currently has facial hair or not.
Hard rebound, loose, they score! Right off the draw, the captain, Nesbitt, makes it 3-1.
Hockey is back in the A. The Atlanta Gladiators return to Gas South Arena for another season of huge hits. Incredible goals.
Here is a shot up high. They score. That's McAvoy in his pro debut.
And wild celebrations. Watch the Glads take on defending champion Florida Everblades for opening night on Friday, October 21st. Be there Saturday, October 22nd when the Glads and the Blades go at it again. And witness history when the Gladiators meet the Savannah Ghost Pirates for the first time ever, Sunday, October 23rd. Get your tickets today at AtlantaGladiators.com.
And briefly turns it over right in front. They score! Eric Neely gets Atlanta on the board, and it's 1-0. Nell, a diving save. Are you kidding me? Chris Nell, roll the highlight film.
A man wanted on multiple charges, including rape and child molestation, has turned himself into law enforcement, according to Gwinnett County Police. Master Police Officer Hadeshi Val said Snellville resident Akeem Aline went to the Gwinnett County Detention Center earlier this week and turned himself into sheriff's deputies at the jail. Aline is facing kidnapping, aggravated child molestation, and aggravated child molestation by sodomy charges, as well as two counts of rape. The charges stem from crimes Aline allegedly committed against a 15-year-old victim and an adult victim. Police previously said the mother of a 15-year-old victim called the law enforcement in the early morning hours of September 21 to report that her daughter had been allegedly assaulted by Aline on the evening of September 20th. The daughter had called a friend while in a hysterical state and accused Aline of raping and sexually assaulting her at his home. And now, community reporter Brian Giffen sits down with a team at Peggy Slappy Properties to learn more about the current housing market.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm Brian Giffen. Today, we're talking about real estate with Peggy Slappy Properties and the effects of the current economic conditions and uncertainty on the market. We're blessed to be joined not only by Peggy Slappy, the broker here at Peggy Slappy Properties, but also Sylvia Taylor, a loan officer at Synovus Bank, Jordan Raper, who is the realtor trainer and coach here at Peggy Slappy Properties, along with Brian Carmody, an attorney with McMichael and Gray, and also Mary Kelly, the new home sales manager here at Peggy Slappy Properties. And now we pose the next question for Sylvia Taylor, who again is a loan officer at Synovus Bank. And Sylvia, it's been all over the news. Where do you see rates going by the end of the year? I've heard so-called experts be all over the board on this topic. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, mortgage rates are determined by the overall economic health. Currently, with our high inflation, rates are being impacted. When inflation increases, interest rates increase so they can keep up with the value of the dollar. If inflation decreases, mortgage rates will drop. Looking back, when our last inflation was here in the U.S. in 1981, rates were over 18%. Today, rates are in the low to the high fives. So I am seeing today we're still having very attractive rates. They are not as high as they have been when we were in such a high inflation. Look at it this way. Marry the home and date the rate. You don't have to stick with your rate. So if rates go lower, you can always refinance.
Right. Peggy, back to you. During the pandemic, many mortgage lenders and banks did forbearance of mortgage payments for those with job losses or reduced salaries. How will that affect those buyers and in the market in general?
Well, forbearance was a game changer for many people. It enabled nearly 5 million homeowners to get back on their feet and stay in their home at a time when security of having the protection of their home was more important than it had ever been before. Those in need were able to work with their banks and lenders to stay in their homes rather than go in foreclosure. Most borrowers are exiting forbearance at this time, and they're moving into a loan modification, payment deferral program, and a combination of several other programs. Actually, almost 40% of those in forbearance have exited the program or are on a repayment plan. This means that people can stay in their homes and there won't be a wave of foreclosures to the market. While rising slightly since the forbearance moratorium was lifted this year, foreclosures today are still nowhere near the levels they were in the housing crisis. Forbearance was a great game changer.
Our next question is for Mary Kelly, who is the new home sales manager here at Peggy Slappy Properties. And Mary, in the new home industry, I hear it's taking so long to build homes that the price may actually increase. Is this a true statement?
Well, thank you, Brian. Actually, if you were under contract for your dream home in 2021, yes, inflation hit the new construction industry very hard and earlier than it hit other industries that the public has had experience with now. We suffered with a shortage of materials. Increases in price materials were rapidly firing at us weekly. unlike anything we've ever experienced. Also, we had a shortage of labor. The pandemic did that for us. But in the spring, summer of 21, yes, we had to escalate some prices if your home was under contract, because it generally takes us 6 to 8 months to build a house, and we all know what happened in that time frame. But now, thankfully, the pricing is leveling out on our new construction materials. It's not going back to 2020 pricing at all, but it is going to normalize, and our 2022 prices should be solid for a while.
Well, Mary, what if interest rates go up and someone is under contract to buy a new home? That sounds like that could change some things or be a challenge.
Yes, it can be. We got used to free monies. At 2.75 to 3.5% interest rate, that's free money. That's what everybody, we got used to that. And now that we're normalizing a little bit, a 5 to 6% interest rate, that's a great rate today. Use a fantastic lender like Sylvia Taylor with Synovus, partner with an expert, and plan a strategy. You might want to buy down for a few years, as she talked about. But remember, right now, interest rates on your home is our largest tax deduction today. And it's still very affordable. Don't forget, rent is 100% interest. It's throwing money away and you get no benefit. Go get with Sylvia and come up with a plan to buy your dream home.
So you would say it's still a good idea to consider buying a new construction home?
Absolutely.
When you work with a lender like my team, and we do mainly new construction, we have specialty programs like a long-term rate lock. So at time of contract, you could lock in your interest rate for up to 12 months. That will determine your rate. We offer a 30-day before closing that you can float down to market rate in case rates went lower. So you do not have to sign a contract in new construction and worry about your rate. You can lock in your rate at contract signing.
The benefit of new construction is you get to watch your home come together in front of your eyes. You can write in the contract your family's name and date you're going to be moving in the year. You can write on the studs as you're, and you can have a, whether it's a blessing or a prayer or a song or something, your kids' names. You can write it on the studs as you're in construction. It employs 250 people to build your home. That includes myself, Sylvia Taylor, Brian Carmody. But 250 people are used to build a home. How much does that help our economy? So, it's challenging, and we're facing supply shortages still today. Just like you can't go to the car lot and pick out a brand new car, they've got to find the car you want, look for the car you want, and get it to you. And you can't find a washer and dryer at Home Depot and Lowe's. It's not going to be the one you want. So we ask our buyers to be patient with us and to make two selections. They have to have their first and their second choice. But new construction offers you the option to get exactly what you want, what is going to be the best for your family today. The design, the location, the colors, the warranty. You picked it. It's yours. No one else.
Brian, we come back to you. We want to talk about title insurance. We know that it's required by lenders. Does this protect the buyer?
Let me first kind of give an overview of what title insurance is, and then I'll come back and answer that specific question. Most insurance policies like life insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance protects you from something that's going to happen to you in the future. Title insurance actually looks backwards. It protects you, a homeowner, from things that happened to your property in the past before you bought the property. And when I talk about issues, title issues with the property, it can be something very small or it can be something very major. Something small could be that the person you bought the property from has an open loan deed that was paid off, just wasn't canceled of record. That's something that's minor that if you have an owner's policy, the closing attorney can very easily solve that problem and get you to closing. A major issue could be that, you know, part of the house was built on another lot. Somebody else actually owns your house. Somebody has a loan against your house. Obviously, those are quite problematic, and an owner's policy protects you in that. Going back to your specific question, Brian, the lender's policy protects your lender as to the outstanding loan balance. So if there's a catastrophic title issue, the lender is insured to get their money back. The owner's policy protects the owner's equity in the property. So they are quite different, and there is a reason for the owner to get it in addition to the lender's policy. Clark Coward, if that's somebody that you listen to and respect, he actually suggests and recommends that new home buyers get an owner's title policy.
Staying with you, Brian, when you're a member of a planned unit development, or PUD, we hear that can lien your property. Is that true, and is it likely to happen?
All right, a planned unit development, I think most people will understand that that's typically a homeowners association, an HOA. And HOAs are there to help protect property values, also help to maintain front entrances, detention ponds, swim and tennis, if that's part of the association or part of the community. So in doing that, they have to raise money by collecting dues. And most covenants allow for the homeowners association to lien somebody's property if that homeowner fails to make those payments. In the world that we live in today, where HOAs are mostly run by management companies, third parties, not your next door neighbor, but somebody that doesn't know you, they will quickly lien a property to recover those funds. Now, they probably will not go after you very hard to get the funds at that moment, but they place a lien on the property, which allows them to collect those past due payments when you sell the house.
One concern buyers might have is they're an easement on their property. Should that be something to be concerned about?
Well, it's definitely something to look into. Easements are actually fairly common. You have drainage easements, you have sewer easements, and those are all common to a subdivision. And most times, what you're concerned about is if you have an easement, you want to know what type of easement it is, and you want to know the location of the easement on your property. Because typically, with an easement, you're forbidden from building something on top of the easement because the easement serves a purpose. Typically, with a drainage easement or a sewer easement, they are on the property boundary line and really do not impact what you might want to do with your property. So those typically are not something that you worry about. If there's an easement that crosses over the middle of your property is where you want to be concerned, because that obviously could adversely affect what you typically want to do with the property, whether it's a pool, a shed, a storage building, a detached garage, something like that. So, yes, it's something to be aware of and to possibly investigate. But for the most part, easements are not something that are going to be something that will prevent you from buying a piece of property.
Sylvia, in the times we're in, buyers are saying now rates are too high. Can they, for one, and for two, how can they get a lower rate?
While forbearance was an excellent program and helped so many people, but there are a few people that are left in the market that still are having struggles with jobs. For those that were in forbearance that have not managed to exit the forbearance program with one of the workout programs or pay their forbearance off entirely, the good news for them is they have had quite a rise in their equity, and they will be able to sell their home and come out with cash in their hand to move on to the next home.
Join the city of Lawrenceville for Cultura on October 14th, a Latin Heritage Festival celebrating Lawrenceville's diverse culture while embracing inclusivity in Hispanic Heritage Month with a bang as we eat, dance, and learn about all things Latinx. This free, family-friendly event begins at the Lawrenceville Lawn at 5 p.m. with live music, delicious food selections, and local artisans. Visit the Lawrenceville Art Center for a special art exhibition in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month featuring important works by local artists. Head to the Cultura After Party cocktail crawl in downtown Lawrenceville to try specialty cocktails from your favorite DTL restaurant. For more information, please visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Cultura, a Latin Heritage Festival, October 14th in the one and only DTL downtown Lawrenceville. From the water that flows from your tap to the roads you drive on your way to work, Gwinnett County government provides high-quality services to residents every day. Our residents, businesses, schools, local governments, and nonprofits have a long tradition of working together to make Gwinnett the best place to live, work, play, and raise a family. Together, we'll ensure that Gwinnett is a place where everyone thrives. Learn more about county services at GwinnettCounty.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GwinnettGov. Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for bus drivers. The Gwinnett County Public Schools transportation team transports over 133,000 students to school every day. GCPS also offers world-class training for drivers. You'll get commercial driver's license training from a team of professionals, all while receiving full pay and benefits. Earn up to $27.03 an hour and make the difference in the lives of students. To apply today, visit gcpsjobs.org/drivers. Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know that over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.